Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. You're going to enjoy this interview because I'm interviewing one of the kindest, nicest women in our industry, Liz Friesen of Southside Plumbing in Littleton, Colorado. Aww. Liz and her husband, Mark.
I appreciate that.
Liz and her husband, Mark, are the owners of Southside Plumbing. Liz is not the typical owner of a plumbing company, and her route into it was also not typical. So we'll hear all about that and find out what makes Southside Plumbing tick. So Liz, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Well, hello. I really appreciate your kind words.
So plumbing was not your first career. How did you start and how did you get here?
I started off, I have a master's degree in English. I've always loved writing. I've always loved reading. And I was teaching at the University of Colorado, Denver. And I've always been married to a plumber. And we started Southside Plumbing about the same time as I was teaching. And things got a little out of control. It was a lot for Mark to handle himself. And I was working the evenings. And finally, I decided between that and the kids that I figured it was a good time to join the team.
You and Mark have been married for how many years?
Well, we've almost been married for 25 years. I was just telling my team that Tuesday was Valentine's Day. He proposed 25 years ago.
Oh, congratulations. Wow. What a romantic. And you guys, shortly after getting married, he started the company. Is that correct?
Well, we had been married for a few years. He did commercial construction for about 10 years. He was laid off in about 2004 because the industry was just slowing down. And he was really bored. Mark doesn't sit still very well. And I was like, okay, we can start a company. Let's just try it out, see what happens. And we went from there.
Okay. So about what year was it that you started the company then?
February 2005, we started the company. We did have two small ones then, so it was quite the endeavor.
Hard to do, have kids and start a business at the same time. And you have more kids now, right? If I remember correctly, four kids?
You're very good. Yeah, four children. They range from 13 to 21. They kept coming, so now we have four.
And are any of them interested in the business, whether you got a future plumber or business owner there?
Well, our second child, our daughter, Christina, she's 18 now. She worked with us for quite a while. She just recently decided to try something else. She's always loved animals, reptiles in particular. She's tiny, and I think it was starting to wear on her. She had ways of getting water heaters into trucks and stuff, but I think she might be 130 pounds soaking wet. And I think after a while, she decided, maybe this is not for me.
Okay. Well, you never know. Sometimes they choose to come back later. You guys have been married for quite a while. You've had this business for quite a while. You've managed to remain married, working together. What are the different roles you guys have in the business? And how do you guys manage to work together and not have it destroy everything?
Well, we still do like each other quite a bit. I think the key was that we definitely have different roles and we're both very laid back. So it works well if Mark does something I'm not crazy about, I'll just kind of bring it up and we discuss it. We're very good at talking things out. I mean, every couple has their tense moments, but but we do a good job of working things out. He does mostly everything in the field and I do everything in the office. And I also do a lot of the bookkeeping. I'm supposed to be a human resources person, but I don't know. I'm not as patient as I might seem. So maybe that is not my future. Mark usually handles talking one-on-one about more human resources things, but it works well. He's still my favorite person.
That's great. So tell us about Southside Plumbing now, how you operate, number of people, all that stuff.
Well, Southside actually started off doing custom homes, but we moved over to service. And now we are almost entirely service. We do some remodeling. We have one employee who sometimes comes to events with us through Service Nation Alliance, and he has just charisma. So once he starts working with the contractor, they just love him and they hold on to him. And so he basically runs all of the remodeling. We have a lot of contractors who just come back because they love to work with him. So I'd say About 20% of the business is remodeling, most is service. Mark is very interested in starting really to tackle drains, because right now we just lightly discuss drains. We'll clean out some basic drains, but we don't do main lines. And Mark is on a war path to buy drain cleaning equipment and start really tackling drains, because there's so much cash in drains, very little overhead.
Yeah, and a lot of opportunity. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He loves it. He's on a mission right now. That's what we talk about is drains. We have 10 employees right now. We run 5 trucks. We actually had an employee get sick last year. We were supposed to have 6 trucks, and he had to quit because actually he has epilepsy, which I have too, so I understand, but he could not work. He had a huge accident on the job because of a seizure. And so we've been trying to look for the right person, but we really look for knowledgeable, licensed plumbers. I would say a lot of people go into the field and get thrown into a truck quick. So we're really searching for people who know code, but we are growing. Our 6th van is coming in, and we're probably going to get a 7th van pretty soon. So we're growing.
Very nice. You sort of alluded to this problem. It's hard to recruit. It's hard to find good people.
Yes.
Is there anything that's worked particularly well for you to find, develop, and keep great people?
You know, actually, I love hiring a recruiter because they can kind of filter out candidates. I would love to grow more of our own plumbers, except for in Colorado, really to be able to do plumbing and gas, you need a 4-year license. 2 years, you could do water, you can do drains, but to really get to the gas level, you need 4 years of experience. And they're really starting to crack down on that and putting in more laws in place. So I would say we do a lot of recruiting. My guys also like to find people at supply houses. I'm not trying to fish other companies' people, but I mean, if they're nice and they start a conversation, we'll make an offer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a competition, right? Just like everything else.
Yes, it is.
You know, a competition for employees and a competition for customers.
Yes, exactly. But it's been good. We did slow down a little bit in 2020, not because of lack of work, but because I was dealing with more illness. But I kind of realized that I really pushed the business. So now I'm pushing it quite a bit more.
You joined Service Roundtable in 2017. Then you upgraded your membership to Service Nation Alliance in 2019. Why did you decide to join Service Nation Alliance? What were you looking for?
The way I came across Service Roundtable in the beginning was my grandmother really needed a water heater, and she's just cheap. She's got tons of money, but she's in her 80s. And I told her we would come put it in, but we wanted a way to write it off. And the Service World Expo was coming up in like 2 or 3 weeks. So we decided, okay, let's just get on an airplane. Let's go help my grandma out. We'll go check this out. And we love Service World Expo. And then Service Nation Alliance, we realized that Service Roundtable was helping us quite a bit. And Service Nation Alliance offers so many classes, so much support with the AB groups. I love the AB groups. And boot camp, I mean, we learned so much so quickly. So, I mean, I was pretty convinced before we joined that we were going to join because there's just so much that they offer.
Has it worked out well for you then?
Oh, yeah. We love it. We try to go to every event. I like it because we have a lot of camaraderie with other business owners. So we get ideas from them. And we also get ideas from the classes. They help quite a bit. We've grown about 20% in revenue ever since we started. And I think we're going to hit a pretty high number this year, like maybe 40%. So I do love it. And I think it's just so helpful.
That's great. So looking into the future, what are some of the goals for your business? Where do you want the business to be in 5 years?
In 5 years, I would love to have someone buy it and to be retired in Hawaii, honestly. But I would like to grow about 20% of my vans every year. This year, I would like to add 2 more vans, and the year after that, add about 3 more. Only thing that slowed us down is processes. Because Mark and I are very laid back, you know, we just kind of went with the flow for a while. And now that we've been talking to more people, we realize, okay, we just need to put the processes in order to get the business going. before we're like, okay, you can do that. That's fine. People ask us questions. Like, okay, whatever. But yeah, we have to be a little bit more firm and make sure everyone knows where we're going. They know what we expect. And since we started that, we're starting to grow again.
Processes make it a whole lot easier. I mean, you don't really have to manage people so much as you just say, here's the process. Follow this.
Yes.
If
and
you're
it takes
not
me out of the
this,
equation.
Yeah, exactly.
This might be shocking, but usually Mark's good cop and I'm bad cop. I like having processes because then I can just say, well, this is the way we do it. It's not me pushing you. We just need to follow with the flow.
It's hard to be tough if you're a laid back person, isn't it?
Yes. It's exhausting when I do have to be that way. But Mark is so chill. He's like, and he doesn't like being bad cop, which is probably why we get along so well, because both of us are usually pretty happy and laid back. So I can deal with it better.
So you think about your job. You're running all this stuff on the inside of the company. Mark is running this stuff on the outside of the company. What is it about your job that is challenging, that keeps you up at night, that really bothers you?
What really bothered me last year is we had a marketing company that was struggling and I wasn't getting a lot of calls. So I was actually losing money at the beginning of the year last year. And I was always thinking at night, I'm like, okay, what can we do? Because I had always run marketing and we were even keel. We were doing great. And then I handed it off and it did not go well. So I was always thinking about how can I make this better? How can I service the community more? We hired a great marketing company since then. I'm always thinking towards the future, like what can I do next to improve our outreach? So that's probably what I think about the most. Anyone who's seen our website knows that we're not very serious in our marketing, which brings us a lot of love. Like Mark dressed like an elf last Christmas, and so did our daughter. And we did like an elf chase and an elf stealing the plumbing van. And one time Mark dressed as a shark and went to the park and was playing with kids and sliding down slides in a huge shark suit and handing out pinwheels. So, because we have the fun element, it helps spread the word a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, that's very unique.
Yeah. Mark is creative. He'll do anything. he has no pride. He's like, I'll wear whatever you want. Just tell me what to do.
Well, Liz, this has been great. Is there any question that I should have asked you about Southside Plumbing that I neglected to?
You know what? I was just going to say, owning a business can definitely be a challenge. I think it's easy to take it too seriously, but you kind of got to find the joy in running the business and not let it control your life and have a little fun with it. And if you have a little fun with it, it makes it a lot easier to go to the shop every day.
That is great advice and great to close on. So, Liz, thank you so much for doing this with me. This was a lot of fun. It was great to talk with you again.
I enjoyed it. You're fantastic.
Well, thank you.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.